Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. You can dial in at 603-283-6160. And in the studio here tonight is Ian,
Aria,
and Bonnie.
Bring up whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's open phones every single night. 603-283-6160. There's a story that I've been teasing now for 2 days and we still haven't gotten to. So we're going to start the show with that tonight. And then later on, Aria, you're going to tell us about the perma-crisis.
Well, that's what some people, some lunatics out there are calling it.
It's a new term. I have not heard this before.
I mean, if it's a perma-crisis, it's not a crisis, right? I mean, is it?
Because if there's nothing you can do about it, you just have to live with it.
Yeah, crisis is like, by definition, a temporary thing, right?
Yeah, it's something out of the ordinary, right? It's something that has to be dealt with. But the idea of a perma-crisis totally fits like the status mantra the status belief, because they always need to have a crisis to justify total statism and a total police state and lockdowns and crackdowns. And so the more crises, the better as far as the state is concerned. So that's coming up here tonight. Plus, something you've got, Bonnie, about people angry at elites and why it's apparently misplaced anger. We can talk about that on the way here. But we're going to start out with this opinion piece from Bloomberg's Teresa Gilarducci. Headline, inflation stings most if you earn less than $300,000. Here's how to deal.
So much money, too. It's like, I mean, I feel like that's way above the average person, right?
It's significantly above the average person's
right pay. Yeah, I think they generally consider $75,000 a year. This may be an old number, but you know, this is definitely prior to the insane levels of inflation in the last couple of years. But I think $75,000 used to be considered wealthy. I know that's the cutoff for the stimulus checks, right? Like, if you make more than $75,000 a year, you don't get the more recent stimulus checks.
Well, the median household income for 2020 was $67,000.
And that's for a household.
That's for the household.
So you've got two earners.
Probably close to, like, $33,000,
$34,000. Yeah. And then, of course, the median means that half of the people make more and half the people make less than that amount.
I remember thinking my friend's parents were really wealthy for, like, each making $100,000, like, really wealthy. Like, well, they're going to be comfortable till they die. So $300,000 is just so much money.
It's a lot of money for most people. But anyway, let's not focus on that. She's got some suggestions as to how to deal with inflation.
Oh, these are bound to be good.
Oh, yeah. So here she goes.
Just buy a bunch of gold.
If your income is more than $289,000 a year, the run-up in gas prices may be alarming, but it's unlikely to hammer your overall finances. After all, Americans at that level spend no more than 1% of their take-home pay on gas and oil, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. For those earning much less, it's a different story. Those at the median, with income of about $50,000, spend more than 3% of it on gas and motor oil. Low-income households making between $7,000 and $19,000 spend about 9% of their income on gas and motor oil. The latest inflation numbers show gas prices jumped 6.6% in February from just 1 month earlier, even before Joe Biden banned U.S. imports of Russian oil. Economists say the overall share of income spent on gas is lower than it used to be. Despite the increases, prices are still relatively low by historical standards. That's true, but it offers little consolation these days for someone on the lower end of the income distribution who drives to work. And she's right about all that. It's definitely true that the less money you make, the larger percentage of your resources are going to just keeping the gas in your tank and the lights on in your home and, you know, keeping mouths fed, right?
That's not necessarily a problem, though.
Well, it is a problem.
It's just a truism.
Yeah, well, it's a problem for those people because they have to deal with it. They have to overcome that.
Well, so do the people who make, you know, $300,000 a year.
Sure, but it doesn't affect them in the same way. if prices
no,
at the
but
grocery store
doesn't have to be dealt with.
Well, but if prices at the grocery store for somebody making $300,000 double, they can still buy a steak.
True.
But somebody else might be eating ramen or something like that, or canned beans.
People don't eat ramen. It's basically just styrofoam. I mean, your body treats it the way that it would treat styrofoam, more or less. You get no nutrients from it.
Food prices are also up, posting their biggest monthly increase since April of 2020. And there, too, those making less than $19,000 spend much more of their income, about 15%, compared with higher earners.
Okay, see, that's not fair. People making less than $19,000 a year also receive a bunch of government benefits, like food stamps and housing assistance and assistance with their electricity bill and stuff like that. That the average person does not get.
Well, maybe they do. I mean, not everybody takes welfare.
I don't think you can survive on $19,000 a year in the United States without taking the government welfare that comes with it.
Yeah, it would be very difficult.
Yeah, I really don't think so. I know some
people What if you're living at home with your parents?
Okay.
You could, but why do it at that point? You can still get the welfare money. Well, I know some people that live in government housing. But if they work any more hours, then they'll lose
it. They'll cut them.
So yeah. It's like disincentivizing them to make more money.
Yeah. So that's, again, almost 15% of their income gets spent on food, whereas higher earners' total food spending is just 4% of their income. Households with income...
See, I just don't think that's accurate. For these people, 0% of their income is getting spent on food because they're using, you know, food stamps and SNAP benefits and stuff like that to buy it.
I guess you'd have to find out what percentage of people that make that amount of money are actually on welfare. I don't
know. That's true.
It's all of them. I mean,
I would say that it's the vast majority of them.
Hmm. Households with income of about $50,000 spend 8.5% of it on food. The most recent barometer of consumer sentiment show the highest ever share of Americans expecting their finances to worsen in the coming year. About 54% of Americans believe their incomes will lag behind inflation in the year ahead, which is a pretty high percentage historically. And the other 46% are just not aware of what's going to happen to them. Those 54% are absolutely right. Their incomes are going to lag behind inflation because almost no job is going to give you monthly or quarterly pay raises to deal with the ever-increasing inflation out there.
Yeah, inflation increased by like 10%, just going off the government's numbers from last month to this month or something along those lines.
No, that's 10%, I believe, from a year prior.
Okay.
I believe is how they measure that.
But almost no one made 10%. Got a 10% raise. Raises are usually right. Something like 3% or something along those lines. And that's if you did a really good job.
Exactly.
Like a lot of these places, your typical baseline wage increase is like 2% each year.
So going on, she says, I expect those most affected will adjust to inflation in the classic way by shifting away from relatively expensive items towards close substitutes. Here are some ideas on how to reconfigure consumption and lessen the blow. But again, adjustment is hard for people without savings or choices. First, you have to know your budget to control your budget. Budgeting takes effort, but it gives you power, and that power is even more important in inflationary times. Good advice so far, right? It's good to be aware of what you're spending money on, because if you don't pay attention to those sorts of things, then it's hard to really give it an accurate assessment of what your habits are. So
teaching the average American how to budget would be a much more useful life skill than diagramming sentences or whatever it is they teach in high school these days.
I've never known how to budget. Like when I did degrees.
Because they don't teach it.
I got paid weekly, so it was just like, I don't know, I felt like it was too difficult to, I don't know.
It does take some effort. I mean, I can't say that I've always been good with saving. So, you know, even when I was really young, I had no problem spending less than I was earning.
Sure.
Right? So, like, if you can do that, you're generally...
That's the point of budgeting, right?
Yeah.
Some people have to actually sit down and do the numbers to figure it out. But some people, you know, are just innately good at it.
But it just, you know, just... If you're good with that, then great. If not, what you need to do, in my opinion, is to pay attention to what you spend. Because it's easy to figure out what you earn, right? Like, if you're at a job, you just collect your pay stubs, and you can see over the last month you brought in this amount of money. If you have other ways that you earn, like if you're selling something on eBay or, you know, turning tricks or whatever it is that you're doing, you know, you'd have to calculate that separately. But if you just have a job, you can just, you know, total that up. And then every day you can pay attention when whenever you spend money, you write it down. And then at the end of the week, you calculate up, all right, what did you spend on coffee? What did you spend at the grocery store? What did you spend on gasoline in these different categories? And then do it the next week, and then do it at the end of the month.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind here. The number is 603-283-6160. On a lot of people's mind is living with inflation. Prices are going up. And remember, increasing prices is a symptom of inflation. news media and the professors in college will tell you that the increase in prices is inflation. No, 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 no. Inflation is an increase in the money supply, and that's something that the government does.
Well, calling inflation an increase in prices allows them to shift the blame, right?
That's right.
To the corporations. Oh, they just raised the prices.
Yeah, they're just being greedy. Or it's a supply issue.
Or it's Putin.
Yeah. But in reality, no. Inflation is an increase in the money supply, and prices increase as a result of that.
Yep. And so, regardless of the reasons for it, people have to live with the reality of this. And it's, of course, worse now than it has ever been in my lifetime. Purportedly, the rates, if you go by the official rates, which you shouldn't, because the official rates are highly manipulated, but you can at the very least say that the inflation rate is definitely no lower than what the official rate is. It's likely much higher than the official rate, but you know that is a floor for what at the very minimum inflation is. And those rates are at their highest in 40 years, and some the producer price index is at its highest in the measured history of the producer price index. So likely consumer price index is going to probably set a new record within the next couple of months if things keep going the way they are, and there's no reason to expect that they're not going to keep going the way they are.
No, the government's not going to slow down the printing presses, right? They have, you know, they say something to the effect of every problem looks like a nail when the only tool you have is a hammer. Printing money is the only tool the government has.
Well, besides blowing people up and, you know, murdering them, putting them in cages.
Okay, that's true. Well, that's the only weapon they have.
Yeah, for an economic tool, that's the only one they have, and it's a terrible one. We'll talk about their plan to give a stipend out. They may be giving out gas stipends now as the new stimulus checks.
This is going to make the problem worse.
Yes, it will.
They're just going to stop getting tax refunds.
What's that?
You're just going to stop getting tax income refunds. Is that what you call it?
I guess.
Income tax refunds. Is that what you call them? You know, the things people get in February every year?
Well, a lot of people call them refunds, but more often than not, it's just free money for the average person. I mean, because most people get back significantly more than they pay in.
You're saying they're going to stop doing that?
Well, because with the stimulus checks, all they do is... they're just fronting you for a tax income, an income tax thing.
I think there was a mistake made somewhere. I don't think that's going to be the case for the vast majority of people.
You've just brought up something, Bonnie, that you told me about earlier today, and I wanted to verify before we talked about it on the air. But since you brought it up, you should go ahead and tell the story.
Well,
let's clarify. This is basically
rumor,
unverified. I wouldn't call it a rumor. You know the person who's making the claim, so it's not hearsay. She's not telling you about someone else's experience. She's telling you about your experience. But
her experience.
Her experience.
So this has been the rumor since stimulus checks came out, was people would say, oh, they're just going to make you pay it back during tax season. It's not actually free money. Everybody thought it was free money, but no, it's not going to be free money. And this lady I know said that when she went to do her taxes, I don't know if she used something where she could see the amount that she was expecting to. TurboTax does that, but I don't know if she's that or like a third-party service. I don't know. But she's expecting some amount of money back from filing her taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got a letter in the mail saying, no, we're rejecting that. That's your analysis of your monetary situation was incorrect. Because you received the 2020 and 2021 stimulus checks, we owe you nothing and you owe us nothing. Which is such a weird way to put it. I just think that's something about that is so weird.
Does the person in question have children?
No.
Okay, because I know that is an issue. You know, the whole the monthly paychecks that people were getting from the government, that is just being fronted out of their tax refund.
Correct.
Yep.
We had heard about that. I think it was Angie who was our co-host at the time. She's got kids.
She said on air that she was getting.
Right, and so we looked into that, and that was true about that. We know that's a fact, that $300 a month is a front on the child earned income tax credit or whatever the hell they call it that parents get, usually at tax time. So they were just essentially taking the full amount of whatever that was, and they are $3,600 or something, and they're stretching it out over the full year, delivering it in $300 increments. So given that they're willing to do that to the parents, it wouldn't surprise me if what Bonnie's saying here is a true story, and there's no reason to disbelieve this lady. I'm not.
My experience has been different, though.
Okay.
Right. I do use
so
TurboTax, which gives you a live update of what you're going to get back, and mine didn't change. It didn't go down when I was like, yes, I did receive the stimulus check for the whichever one it was.
But when did
but
you
if you
file
haven't
it?
Received the money
like
yet,
2 or 3 days ago,
then it still might happen to you. Like, you might receive a letter in the mail that says, this is being rejected because you received the stimulus checks. We owe you nothing and you owe us nothing. But then it would be the same as what happened to her.
It could,
but
I tend to think the person in question, especially if they were doing their own taxes, they probably just made a mistake.
Oh, I don't know if they did their own taxes or used TurboTax or used a third
TurboTax
party.
Is doing your own taxes.
Or did a third party thing. I don't know. I was just like stipulating because she knew the amount that she thought she'd get.
Right. So if they told her that she was going to get a refund.
And this isn't a lady that makes a whole bunch of money and should owe, by any means.
And then the IRS sends her a letter later on saying, no, you don't get the refund you were expecting. Have a nice day. Then that suggests that if she was using one of these programs that maybe they didn't know, right? Like maybe the TurboTax people didn't realize that the government was going to screw people, like this. And it could be a surprise. Now, another question is, when did she file? Do you have any idea?
No.
Okay.
And another person I know, he didn't say, I used TurboTax, but it sounded like it because I used to use TurboTax and this is what it sounded like it used to do. He said as he was putting it in, they asked him the question, did you receive these stimulus checks? And when he put yes, it just dropped the amount he was getting down by like hundreds of dollars.
But you're saying that didn't happen to you?
No.
I don't know.
And, I work with a lot of people who, they just get a W-2, they file their taxes, they quote, get back some money each year. And right. I haven't heard anything from anyone outside of libertarian circles about not receiving their refund because of stimulus. And
yeah, I couldn't find anything.
I was one of the last ones to file my taxes in the circle of non-libertarians.
I looked online when Bonnie told me about this because I thought, well, if she's received this letter, then presumably someone else has received the same letter. So there must be an article or
maybe
some sort
doing
of scan.
It to people they think won't. Fight back.
Like, there's no way you can fight it, right?
IRS, man.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're going to hire an attorney.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Which is going to cost you thousands of dollars. It's just, people are just going to say, damned IRS, and they're going to have to move on with their lives. And the IRS knows that.
That's screwed up.
So
I wouldn't put it past the government. Just hasn't been my experience so far.
Yeah, not a surprise to me to hear this, but that's why I said I just wanted to verify it before we talked about it. But maybe somebody else out there has had this happen to them, and you can call and share with your experience with us. The number is 603-283-6160. Then we'll get back into the story here about some of this, what I'm calling statist advice as to how to deal with inflation. We haven't really even gotten into the meat of this. She brought up making a budget, which is a good idea. But she's got some specific suggestions coming up here in moments from Bloomberg, and you can share your thoughts with us here. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is overseas to meet with European leaders about Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. Biden will join NATO leaders for a summit Thursday where he's expected to reveal new sanctions against Russia for invading Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Russia using chemical weapons in Ukraine will be brought up in the meetings.
The president will obviously consult on potential contingencies, the possibility of cyber attacks by Russia against the United States
or other allied and partner countries, possibility of the use of chemical or biological weapons in Ukraine.
Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is in the home stretch of her Senate confirmation hearing. Senators wrapping up 2 days of questions for the federal appellate court judge. You're listening to USA Radio News. The world is mourning the loss of the first woman to serve as Secretary of State. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
Madeleine Albright, the first female to serve as U.S. Secretary of State, has died of cancer. She was 84. President Bill Clinton chose Albright as America's top diplomat in 1996, and she served in that capacity for the last 4 years of his administration. At the time, she was the highest-ranking woman in the history of U.S. government. However, she was not in line of succession for the presidency because she was a native of Czechoslovakia.
A second cruise ship out of Florida is being canceled. The Norwegian Escape will not be able to embark on its trip this weekend because of necessary repairs that were needed after it got stuck on a channel bed in the Dominican Republic last week. The company is refunding anyone who booked the cruise and offering a voucher for a future trip. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, phones open. If you want to join the show, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. Talking about inflation, talking about the economy, and we're going to get into some suggestions here from Bloomberg, written by some professor, so you know it's going to be statist.
And out of touch with the average person.
Absolutely. So we'll get into that coming up here with you tonight, by the way. It is Ian.
Aria.
And Bonnie.
Don't forget, if you're interested in learning about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency, get on over to Bitcoin.com, and you can get started. Just click Get Started at the top of the page. It'll give you some introductory videos that you can spend a little bit of time watching. The first one, I think, is all of about 3 minutes long. And you get down some of the most important basics about cryptocurrency. And it is important to learn some of these things, to get some of the new concepts down when it comes to decentralization and blockchain technology. It's not a huge learning curve, but there is a little bit one. You can go to Bitcoin.com and start that process by clicking Get Started. Started at the top of the page. Now, if you're not new to cryptocurrency and you want to get the latest headlines, they've got those for you over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, Joe is in Michigan. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, the actual inflation rate's probably closer to 16% than what they're saying.
Sounds believable.
That's at least what my tax guy said.
Oh, okay, interesting.
He said they changed how they calculate it. You know, I don't know, a few years ago, how they calculate inflation.
Yeah, they're always manipulating it, like excluding certain categories.
We don't need to calculate the amount of inflation for food products.
I think food's in there, but real estate, I think, is not.
Isn't, certain type of food not in there?
I always forget all the details.
It's milk isn't in there.
I think energy is not included.
They had I can't remember the channel on YouTube, a documentary channel. He was few weeks ago I watched it. He was out in San Francisco or someplace, and there were cars parked up, was lined up. And the guy asked, well, what's this? You know, what's going on here? These are the working homeless. These are people who, they got full-time jobs, but they can't afford rent, so they're living out of their car. And I think we're heading to a depression. And I don't believe anything these politicians say about anything. I think we're going to see more and more people. You're going to have to be doubling up, moving back with your mom and dad.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all this stuff. Because, I mean, look at any city, man. It's not just the big cities anymore. Any, even in the Midwest or Rust Belt or any place, man. You look at just apartments and stuff and housing and everything, you know.
We were just talking about this last night,
insane.
Joe. There was a report on 60 Minutes recently where they interviewed some people in the, you know, real estate and housing world, renters and landlords. And they said that in some cities like Austin, Jacksonville, and others, rents have gone up on an average of 30 to 40% from last year.
Yeah, and they're projecting the bottom's getting ready to fall out of the real estate market. They said it's going to values are going to drop like 25%.
Well, that would be wonderful for people that are actually trying to buy a house for the first time, because there are people who are completely priced out of the marketplace.
Yeah, and prices would still be way up if they went down 25%.
Well, if you're a young person, man, if you can afford to buy, I guess you should. It's still better than renting because you got, you know, it's equity and all that stuff.
I don't know. I just met somebody the other day that bought a house in 2007, and it took him like a decade to finally sell it, and he still just took a loss off of it to move to New Hampshire, and that was what kept him from moving to New Hampshire the whole time, because he bought a house in 2007, and obviously 2008 with the market crash, so it sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, I took a big bath on the house that I'd purchased down in Florida before I moved here. I bought it in 2004 and then ended up losing. I put in a lot of money into repairing and upgrading it. I ended up losing a lot of money on that, selling it.
That's unfortunate.
Because the market started to crash, you know. What are you going to do?
Yeah, it's tough. I don't know. We got a bunch of morons running our country, and you know, they want to run the world with the Great Reset and all this stuff. And these people can, I mean, it's like common sense has left, you know, has left. It's gone, you know. Let's micromanage everything. Let's just keep printing the money like it's Monopoly money.
You can count on that. Know. They're definitely going to keep printing that money.
It isn't even like Monopoly money anymore. Have you looked at it? It is Monopoly money.
They changed the colors to Monopoly money.
Our fives are pink.
Yeah.
Our 100s are, I don't know the colors.
Yeah, they're definitely blue.
The 10s are yellow.
Yeah, they literally, they're really throwing it in your face.
Yeah, they are. They are blatantly doing it.
Joe, thanks for the call. Go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead.
Have a good one. Okay. I was going to say, if they do that digital currency they're talking about, they'll be able to control everything, man.
Yes.
That's ball game right there.
That's what they want to do. They haven't announced it officially yet, but they keep on researching it, and they're putting money into investigating it, and it's just like, it's only a matter of time, I think, before they announce that that's going to be a move, you know, that they're going to make.
All right.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate hearing from you.
I don't know that the U.S. government will live long enough to do that.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Let's go to Brian in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Ian and Aria and Bonnie.
Hey, what's on your mind, Brian?
It's great being on here.
Thanks.
I've been listening since the summer of 2011.
Wow. All right. What's on your mind tonight?
There was a couple points I was wanting to make. Like what Aria was saying about the food stamps, that if people get food stamps, then they're automatically going to have enough money to get food for the month. That's not really the case, especially if you don't have kids like me. I've been lucky at times to get food stamps, but I've only got like $100 to $200. And heck, the reason stop at a grocery store, just getting a few things, that's like $150. And that barely got us through 1 week.
Yeah, I do feel you on that one. I don't go grocery shopping often, but when I do, it's usually like $150 to $200 worth of food, and it's just not a whole lot.
It's not what it used to be.
I don't know what it used to be.
You used to be able to fill up a whole grocery cart for $200.
Yeah, you're not doing that now.
No.
Definitely. I really think that the only couple things that could have really fixed this is, one, having foresight that 2020, and I was always like in your past vision, if we could hop in the time machine and all get on Bitcoin when it was like pennies on the dollar. I'm telling
people back then to get into Bitcoin.
Don't we all wish that we did that?
And I think Bitcoin could still fix this.
I'm sorry?
I think Bitcoin could still fix this because you can still buy crypto for, you can still buy it for way cheaper than each Bitcoin is worth. You can buy pieces of a Bitcoin. And I still think Bitcoin can fix this.
I don't think it's going to fix anything, but Bitcoin can be a way out for people to take value that they've earned in fiat money and put it into something else.
Yeah, fix their value getting stolen from them.
But it ain't going to fix inflation. That's going to keep on going. But if you don't have your money, if you don't have your money or your value in the fiat money, then inflation will not affect you in the same way. And I forget who posted this, but there was an image online of like an old car. I don't know if it was like a Chevrolet or whatever it was, like one of the cars from the 50s or the 60s. And they had the price in dollars at the time, and then the amount of silver that it would have cost to purchase that car. And then they put like a current model Dodge or something, you know, something equivalent, like the equivalent.
Oh, I bet it's significantly more silver today.
No, actually it was less silver. So the $60,000 car today, so multiple times the amount in dollars was the price of this brand new car. The amount of silver was about the same, or actually slightly less, to buy that car.
So silver has just stayed steady?
Well, actually, it basically was showing that it would cost you less silver to buy a brand new car, but it wasn't that much less. So yeah, pretty steady, or silver has slightly kept you above inflation. So silver and gold have historically kind of kept you up with inflation. Bitcoin in recent years has gone much faster, much higher than silver or gold. Brian, did you have more you wanted to share?
Yes, I just had one more point that I'm having with them lately, but I don't really remember anyone talking about this. It's really the only way to fix what's going on right now would be like an economic freeze.
I want you to tell me more about that, because I've never heard that concept, an economic freeze. I want to hear more from Brian, so hopefully he can stay with us to explain that. There's more on the way here at 603-283-6160. You can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want to discuss. Ian, Bonnie, and Aria in the studio with you. I want to say thank you to Michael. And I don't know how you pronounce his last name. Imao? I-A-M-A-I-O? Thank you, Michael, for being a platinum-level supporter. And that means that Michael is contributing at least $25 a month to the AMPS program via Patreon. And it's super easy to do that. You just head over to amps.freetalklive.com. They'll take you right to our Patreon. You can sign up with your PayPal, with your credit card or debit card, and we appreciate it. It helps us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live to help us get the message of freedom and liberty on more great radio stations around the country, and you get some cool perks. So thank you, Michael, for supporting the show, and you can do that as well over at amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Brian in Missouri. Brian, you were talking about inflation and the, you know, the monetary situation out there, and you brought up this concept that I wanted to make sure you had a chance to explain. All you had a chance to say before we went to the break there was an economic freeze. What is that? Tell us more.
Basically, from my understanding, I can't remember who coined that term. It's probably been a good 10 years ago or so, back when, like, Obama was in office, and a lot of the inflation was, you know, getting real bad under him, that basically, you know, the Fed can, you know, fluctuate anytime they want to on the value of stuff like what is going on now again with the gas prices and the food prices and everything else. However, they can also, if they wanted to, that because we're coming out of a pandemic and everything else is going on, you know, they can be like, so for the next 6 months, year or two, or whatever they decide, that we're not going to add on any more inflation to where the market and everything else can balance back out to be able to actually help people get on their feet and everything.
Oh, well, they'll never
I've never seen them do that. Or want to, they don't even talk about wanting to do that because they think that adding more money into the... Well, they don't think this, I don't think, but they claim that adding more money is helping the economy, so...
Well, it encourages spending. That's the whole core of Keynesian economics, right? Modern monetary theory is that you don't want people to hoard money, you don't want them to have savings, you want them to go out there and spend it, and that puts money into the economy, and it stimulates it, and it gets people, you know, spending it instead of hoarding it.
Yeah, they don't want... They certainly don't want deflation, which would actually reward people for saving money. money because it would make the money actually worth more over time. So they do the opposite. So what you're proposing is basically something that is in no way, shape, or form ever going to be an option for the Federal Reserve. That's just not the way that system is designed. Although you're right, in theory they could do that. They could also deflate the money supply if they really wanted to.
Yeah, just start yanking some of it out and don't replace it.
Yeah, but they're not gonna.
How would they do that? Like, take it from people, or how would they do that?
They regularly destroy, like, old bills, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So it would just be a matter of destroying old bills and not replacing them.
Mm. Yeah, they take in money all the time from banks for deposits or whatever, and I don't know how all that system works, but...
Oh. Maybe we're helping deflate the money supply by putting those Bitcoin stickers on all our dollars that they like to throw away.
I don't know what you're talking about, buddy. I have certainly never defaced any U.S. currency.
Oh, me either.
It's not defacing currency. There's actually a website.
Where's George, you know?
Brian, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. There's a website called Where's George? You ever seen the Where's George bills going around?
Yeah, yeah.
They've been around for years. It's a cool little site for listeners that don't know. Every now and then you might come across a bill that says Where's George? And then you go to the website.
Com.
Yeah, or whatever it is. Yeah, and then you go there and you type in the serial number of the bill. And then it'll show you where that serial number has been entered by other people. So you enter in, oh, I'm in Keene, New Hampshire, or whatever. And then so it'll show you, oh, well, this bill was in, somewhere in Missouri in February. And before that, it was in California. So it shows you kind of where these things get around to.
It's just kind of gross.
It's a very interesting little experiment. And anyway,
I mean, I'm on camera stamping some of my bills with the Bitcoin.com.
I've certainly talked about that many a time.
I didn't know it was frowned upon.
I don't think it is.
No. It's
by the banks.
Well, it depends on the bank. So some banks will actually send those to be taken out of circulation, but not all of them do.
And I did have a bank put two and two together and say, you keep bringing in bills that are stamped with this. I was like, that's such a bizarre coincidence. So I stopped taking it to that bank after that.
Yeah, there was one bank that specifically told me that they will... I brought a bunch of stamped bills in there, and they told me that they are just taking these out of circulation. So I stopped stamping the bills that I was making deposits at banks with. But not all banks do that, from what I understand. I don't know what percentage of them do. But what I was going to tell you about Where's George is there's a frequently asked questions on the Where's George website. And they've had lawyers look at this question, right? Because that's like what they do, right? They encourage people to get a Where's George stamp or where'sgeorge.com or whatever stamp and stamp bills.
You can just write it.
Well, it's the same thing. The same concern is this defacing currency? And so that's one of the questions on their frequently asked questions. And they say that, no, it's not, as long as you don't obscure the serial number. So as long as you don't mutilate the bill, like make it completely, like if you stamp it enough and there's enough ink on it, you can't tell if it's a 1 or a 10 or a 5 or something. That
just
would be
set it on fire at that point.
That's definitely a crime. so that is, I don't know what they call that crime, but it's like a felony to destroy a Federal Reserve
What's
note.
Worse, burning a flag or burning a $100 bill?
Well, what's
burning
worse?
A flag is legal.
Oh, it's legal?
It should be legal. It may not be legal in all jurisdictions, though. Okay. Depending on...
I'm pretty sure it's legal in New Hampshire.
It likely is. They may try to get you with some sort of a public burning violation. Not that you've burned a flag, per se, but that you've burned a thing in a public place without a permit or a fire permit or whatever. So,
and it's kind of lame to burn it in your backyard in your fire pit with a burn permit, though.
It's never lame to burn a fire. To burn a flag, I mean, ever.
So anyway, my point being that it's my understanding from the research that has been done by the folks over at Where's George is as long as you don't cover up the serial number and or mutilate the bill to the point of non-recognition, it is completely legal to stamp a bill.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's countless people who are, drawing on them and stuff like that. And just verifying that a $20 bill isn't fake requires you to deface the currency with one of
those pens.
Special. But they leave a permanent mark.
They do. Yeah, that's true. All right. So number here is 603-283-6160. We've got more here. We haven't even gotten into the tips yet. And that's what my intention was here from the story at Bloomberg. The professor, Teresa Gilarducci, She is writing a story here for people that are feeling the inflation and how to deal with it. She talks about budgeting, which is, of course, good advice. It's always a good idea to know what you're spending, to know how often you're spending. You know, if you're spending $5 a day on a cup of Starbucks coffee, that's going to add up. You can write down your budget and look at it later on and look at the end of the week or the end of the month and say, oh, well, I don't really need to buy Starbucks coffee every day. So you could cut that out, right? So there's certain things you may not really even be aware of that you're spending on. So budgeting's important. I'll agree with her on that one. She says, to deal with gas prices, it's worth reconsidering public transportation if it's an option where you live. Fares are up about 8% compared with 38% for gasoline. Now may even be the time to sell your car. She says it certainly isn't the time to buy it.
You will own nothing.
And be happy.
Just use the public car.
So
the bus.
She's taken a lot of flack for suggesting public transportation here. And for someone who is in a circumstance in which there is ample public transportation, so if you live in a city, having a car can actually be quite a burden. So, for instance, if I lived in New York City, which I never would because I can't stand
good Lord, no.
cities, but if I lived in New York City, there's no way I would own a car.
Well, New York City, yeah, but like even Austin, Texas, you can't live without a car.
Okay.
Well, maybe some people can, they like live on campus and just go to fast food or whatever they do, but I don't know.
I mean, it depends on which part of the city. Like, there are places in Memphis, Tennessee, where you could easily live without a car.
Right.
Hmm. And you wouldn't be able, you can't just like travel 50 miles to go see a rock concert on a whim or anything like that. But if you just want to buy groceries and, you know, pay your bills and all of that and go to your job, you can do all of that just walking or riding a bus.
I feel like you can't have a fun life and have to rely on somebody else's car.
I tend to agree with that.
Living
life to its fullest requires owning a vehicle.
Hmm.
I tend to agree with you as well, but Bonnie, we're talking about people who are going to be...
have under $300,000.
Well, that's the article here, but for people who are very limited in their income, the lack of, or the fact that you are being brutalized by inflation is going to make life way less fun. It's going to actually result in you being able to do much less as far as any kind of vacation or any kind of just running off to go to a concert or something like that, because you're going to make it, it's going to be harder than ever to make ends meet. People are getting behind the ball. The cost of living is going up, and wages are not going to catch up with inflation here, so...
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.